Hey, who sings that out there? If anybody's out there, still.
That's sweet.
It is sweet. You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org. There's a lot of interference coming from
Yeah, I think there's a
right
wire.
Now.
No, there's a wire.
From you.
You're always blaming me.
Well, get your wires straight.
Oh, I see what it is.
Oh,
how's
you got that? Yeah, that's good.
Power and sound cords don't go well together.
You're listening to Hear Here, where we are our own interns. And do our own sound engineering. And I'm trying to pull myself closer to the desk with a chair that doesn't have wheels. And so I'm just sort of doing
I wish we had video right now.
Flat on my face. So I'm not very familiar with the...
With the show?
With the breasts of witches. But I might hazard a guess to say that the temperature outside in L.A. right now is not dissimilar from the nipular region. Of
the shriveled
of a witch,
the shriveled nipular region.
Yes, one might say it's cold as.
Yes.
Don't you agree? I don't know. I know I've been kind of because I moved here from New York and that's some cold during the winter. But
is it?
I've been pretty wimped out with the weather since I've been here. It's like 7 years I've been here.
Right.
And it's like 60.
Yeah.
It's unbearable. I'm wearing like three layers, including my underwear. It's ridiculous. So.
Your line, I'm talking about witches, remind me of a line I liked out of the play Macbeth by William Shakespeare.
It's not a line. This is how I think, Mark.
Oh.
This is how my mind works.
Anyway, Macbeth by William Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of him.
Are you familiar with the play?
He wrote the Bible, right?
I'm one of the writers. He wrote one of the books. One of the writers, yeah.
The abridged version.
No, there's just one part where Lady Macbeth's having a rant, and she goes, talking about how she's, I guess, a mature woman. She goes, I have given suck. And I don't know why you talking about witches' tits made me think of that line.
That's funny. Speaking of giving suck, you're listening to Hear Here, the all submission show, the greatest one in the universe.
Yes.
We have some music to play for you. We have a lot of music to play for you. I don't know about you, man, but I have a lot of music.
I do. Actually, I have more than usual.
I started telling people, like, oh, yeah, send us your music, and I'll put you in the stack for airplay. And when I first started saying that, I was totally making it up because there wasn't a stack. And now there's a stack like a tower of – I have so many CDs in my house right now.
So now the job's getting stressful. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not. It's just it's exciting. I think it's great.
It's totally great.
I think we're going to have to start doing this show
every day.
Yeah. why don't we start with some music on that note. Unfortunately, I was unable to contact this band. I think the website was down when I was in the contacting mood. But this is an artist, or this is a band called Militant Dove, brought to us by Beef Bone Music. Apparently, the CD is available from CDBaby.com. It's called Life Without. And there's a cool little quote inside. And this is such a DIY CD. Like, this is all just like printed out on printer paper and folded, and everything's great. It says, everywhere is prison when you're living life without. So this is Militant Dove. Here's a couple songs for you. You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org.
Revolution. your brain. My pain is your brain. Here is pain drifting across the plain. Tetracycline drain. Revolution, moderation.
Here, here, KillRadio.org. That was a band called Militant Dove from their album Life Without. So you can get more information on them by going to beefbonemusic.com. Thank you for your submission. So, Mark, we meet again.
Yes. And I started telling you this already, but you're rubbing off on me rather than rubbing on me. I think I'm rubbing on you and you're rubbing off on me.
Good, I guess. Yes.
I was downtown yesterday, and...
Is this going to be a joke about being frugal?
No.
Okay.
No, because I don't believe
in that. Because
I'm not. No, I was downtown at California Plaza last night, walking through, going to Mocha, and I saw they had they had three Christmas trees, a train set, and then they had a menorah. But the menorah was fully lit. And I was like, God damn it. So
right,
like
because
that.
It shouldn't be fully lit.
No,
because
it should be three. It should be three candles plus then one candle.
It would have been yesterday, yeah.
Four candles total.
Yeah.
Then we go to the music center. Of course, way more Jewy location. Hello, who goes to the music center? They totally had it done right there.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed.
Well,
I mean,
perhaps at the first location, the menorah was just sort of like a symbol of general recognition of the existence of Jews.
Well, that's exactly it.
But, you know. That's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
We put up the menorah, we lit it, now leave us alone.
It's like Black History Month.
The shortest month of the year in the United States.
It's just sort of a recognition that Black History exists.
That you people exist.
That you people exist. Exactly. I think that's the message that they're trying to send with
Sweet.
That.
Sweet.
So, there you go.
So, did you do anything gay over the weekend then? Since I'm.
Well, hung out with you a little bit.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I had an Is Good Music night at M-Bar on Saturday. Actually, I want to take this opportunity to thank the bands who played. They were so good.
Yeah.
And you know, the bands, I chose them to play because they're good, because I thought that they represented my show well. But every time I listen to their music or see them live, they exceed my expectations. I can't say enough nice things about Solari, Satellite Class, and Slings. They all have MySpace pages, so you should check them out. Solari is spelled Solare. And Satellite Class and
S-A-T-E.
Slings. Yes, but you know. So check them out. Support their music because it's good music. It's local music, and it was a good night. It was reasonably well attended. Not as good as the Eject Protostar show last month,
right?
But still pretty good, especially considering it's a holiday.
I just like that it was kind of a Sesame Street kind of themed show. It was brought to you by the letter S and L, each band, and sponsored by the number 3.
What's the number 3 part?
There's 3 bands.
Oh, yeah. No, that's good.
So
hadn't thought
good.
Of it that way.
Yeah, I think of things that, well, think in quotes about
right.
things that way.
Think. That's good. And Friday I went to Kiss or Kill at Safari Sam's and DJed for a little bit. It was the last Kiss or Kill of the year. Kiss or Kill is a well-known rock
collective.
That's why I
was so sad on the weekend. I think there was a collective sadness about that.
Yeah, might have been.
I really think that was why.
I'm always afraid to DJ at like straight up rock events because I always feel like I'm going to run out of music. You know, like I have a limited amount
right,
of good rock to play.
Because you're a rock guy.
Yeah, I mean, but I do DJ rock events and I have in the past and I always just make it, but it's usually like I'm done right at the moment that I've used my last good rock song.
Like you're about to just whip out the Billy Idol because that's the only thing you have to left.
Right. Well, like, same thing, like. Like, I really love DJing old school hip hop because it gets such a charge out of the crowd and everybody really enjoys it.
Yeah.
But I can't do it for more than like an hour and a half, you know, because I will run out of songs that I think that I would want to play. So, but it was a good night. It was fun.
Well, speaking of, I'm going to do a John Hirschfeld right now. Speaking of running out of songs, we're going to maybe run out of time today. Can I go to
you
music?
Think? How? What, we're going to run out of time today. Oh, because you have a lot of music.
I have a lot of music.
Well, Mr. Segway. let's do some music then.
Usually I'm not so apparent.
If that is your real name.
Yeah, it is today. This is a band out of New York City. From looking at their information, it's like New York City by way of Dublin. They're called Young Astronauts Club. Song called Electrum.
You just said Dublin.
I didn't. What?
You said Dublin and said Dublin, as in the land of dub.
I didn't say Dublin. I said Dublin.
No, you said Dublin.
Okay, you did this last show, last Monday.
No, but it's true. You say things. We'll play the tape. We'll play the archive later.
Okay, yeah, we will. And I'm going to punch you while we go to music.
All right.
No.
Ow.
You're listening to Here, killradio.org.
Uncle.
like it used to in the rain. The sun didn't set so fast. Nameless girl and a southern boy, and a chance to take a ride somewhere. Ooh, won't you wake me up when we get there?
You're here
on killradio.org.
What was killradio.org. Meow.
All submissions, all the time.
You play it. We play you.
Stupid.
Crackhead. Just no offense to anyone out there who's smoking crack right now. In a politically incorrect way.
Yes.
That
was a band out of Denton, Texas called Transit.
I dug that last song.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was cool.
The song was called Midnight Ride. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/transitrocker. Then before that, we heard Young Astronauts Club with a song called Electrum. Now, their website's a little fun. It's youngastronautsclub.howlettindustriesworldwide.com.
Got that?
H-O-W-L-E-T-T, industriesworldwide.com. So yeah. youngastronautsclub.howlettindustriesworldwide.com. Praise
so there it is.
The Lord.
Hey, have you seen the movie Pan's Labyrinth?
No.
We just watched that on Sunday, and it's awesome. It's in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Because I think it was made in Spain. But it's so good. It's so good. Like, you know a good foreign movie when you stop reading the subtitles and you just kind of glance at them and know what they mean?
No, I wouldn't consider that a good foreign movie.
No, you know what I mean? Though? You're like, you're so into the film that you forget that you're also doing this other thing, which is reading. Oh. So it's sort of like you're watching the movie and you're really into the story, and someone says something in a language you don't understand. You just briefly glance at the subtitles, and then you've captured everything that they said.
Well, usually after a while, what happens is it just becomes kind of all at the same time.
Well, yeah, but my point being, like,
yeah,
if
your point
a movie is
so
not
good,
interesting, you know, you
tend
stop
to looking
read
at the subtitles.
Like, yeah, or
what
yeah.
the hell?
Yeah. So I that was cool. I don't know. Seems like every week now I tell you about whatever movie I saw this weekend, and that was the movie that I saw, so just sharing that for you. So this next band we have coming up is called The Natural Disasters, and you think that's a stamp or a drawing? Just looking at their cover art, which is pretty cool.
Oh, it's a stamp.
It's pretty cool.
It's hand-done.
It's a hand, yeah.
Even the text is hand-done, too.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
That's cool. I like that.
The Natural Disasters. This is the guy who he contacted us on MySpace.
He, like, lives down the street.
He realized that that our address is close to his address.
Right.
So he actually just came in during our show a couple of weeks ago and said, here's my CD, which is cool. I don't recommend anybody else do it because I'm afraid of strangers.
Well, first of all, just the paparazzi alone that you have to deal with to get through the gauntlet to get up to upstairs.
Exactly. So anyway, what's his name? Matt Eckel, The Natural Disasters. So without telling you where he lives, if you come by the Kill Radio studio and just jump up and down and go, The Natural Disasters, that was awesome, he might actually hear you. So I'm going to play a couple tracks from this self-titled EP by The Natural Disasters. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Sounds like this.
stop shooting. The bartender's got her opinions, telling me that Gibson's is better than Fender's. Yeah, but the difference is the one you use to draw fuck with, the other one you make fuck with.
Here, here.
There, there.
All right. That was the Natural Disasters. I don't have a website for them, unfortunately, but they probably have a MySpace. I would go to the Natural Disasters on MySpace, see if you can find them there.
And if that's already taken, Natural Disasters Music.
Well, I have an email address, but I don't know that he intended for me to like announce his email address on the air.
Yeah, because all of our listeners from the world over will probably email him.
Well, I don't know. Usually, I mean, the email address is...
Come on. I mean, you had an extra 1,000 emails in your inbox before. What's the big deal, John?
Should I say the email address?
He's probably at home going, yeah, say it.
It's Matt Eckel from the band, and the email address is meckel79@yahoo.com. You happy now, Mark?
Wow, you said that in such a half-assed way.
meckel79@yahoo.com.
Okay.
You happy now, Mark? Yeah, good times, yeah. Here in the Kill Radio studio.
Yeah, why are you wearing a jacket? Are you really that cold that you're kind of wearing a jacket?
Well, I was wearing it when I, you know, walked here and it was cold.
Got fuzz
on
you,
I'm
though.
Inside and it's not as cold,
you
but
need a
I'm
mom.
Just comfortable. I have a mom, but she lives on the other side of the country.
You need a mom more than you need a wife. You need to start training Shannon to be your mom. You start
what?
Calling her
because
mother.
Because I have a fuzzy on my corduroy
mother.
Jacket.
Mother.
Fuzzy stick to corduroy. There's nothing you can do about that.
Mother, I have a sticky fuzzy on my sleeve.
Oh, my God. If I ever referred to my mom as mother, that would
no,
be
your
the
wife.
Creepiest thing ever. Oh, that's even creepier.
Have you ever seen that in old movies where the guy refers to his wife as mother? It's so creepy.
I have seen that in movies.
It's so horrifying.
What is – maybe you can explain because you spend a lot more time in that community than I do.
What community?
The community where –
the old people community
where they're
actually gay but they marry and they start calling their wife mother after
the
age of 60.
One, the one where guys like call girls mommy.
Oh, mommy. Oh, you're talking about the Latino – well, they also call guys papi or papa.
Like
– they call their daughter mommy.
Really?
Yeah, I see. I hear all that. Dude, if you walk down your oh, you hear it in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear it all the time.
So it's not at all really. It's not at all connected to mother. It's just a word.
I don't know.
You have to know. I know you've been doing research on this community.
Just it was. It's like it wasn't part of what I was seeking out in my theories and wanting to prove them. I was seeking out sex, and then I just learned these other things like buzzwords and terms of endearment and stuff. That food poisoning, that hillbilly with the weak stomach that I tried to date twice, he kept calling me Papa.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But he wasn't saying the cutesy, stupid poppy way. He was saying, like, Papa way.
Like, you're old?
No, like, I'm gonna, that I'm a guy.
Oh.
Instead
okay.
of some cutesy poppy, because that's
I
kind
see.
Of the cutesy way.
I see.
So, no, I hear – you know, you should ask. You should ask Umberto, but if you give Umberto the mic, he will take over our show.
That's not fair. He's listening right now. We have more music.
Yeah, I have some great stuff.
What's going
on? You ready
to go? What's going on here?
All right.
It's madness.
All right.
By the way, check out our MySpace page. We've got all sorts of goodies there.
Oh, yeah.
Like every show we've ever done, for example.
Because I'm sure you want to hear other forms of this.
Yeah, well, we've played a lot of good music.
Oh, yeah. And we book in the
and
music
some
very
not
well.
So good music.
And we book in the music really well with our twitty banter.
Twitty.
T apostrophe.
Can that be the name of today's episode? Can that be the
banter?
Word of the day?
If we do twitty banter, I don't think we've done it yet.
The word of the day is twitty, everybody.
Okay.
Hey, let's bring on the instant messenger. If
I'm
anybody wants
to
instant message us, the handle is Kill Radio Station. That's one word, Kill Radio Station. That's right. And we'd love to know what you think, if indeed you do think. Some of us don't.
Oh, of course they think. They're our listeners.
Not everybody thinks. I'm not thinking right now. What am I going to say next? I have no idea. See, that's dead air. I'm looking out the window at the Kill Radio studio right now.
Oh, is that what dead air looks like or sounds like?
What is that thing out there? It's a camera on a tripod at the...
They're surveying the street.
What does that mean when they survey the street?
I think they're trying to figure out where the property lines go and stuff.
Oh.
Or they might be doing...
That's not interesting at all.
No.
So let's play some music then.
Oh, you can see snow on that one mountain over there.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of snow.
That looks like Mount Baldy.
Well... That's, I wouldn't say that to its there. Face. But
no, I'm serious. I think that's what that is.
Wow, that's nice. Actually, Shannon and I took a trip up to Lake Arrowhead once and last year, and we drove up so high that it actually was snowing. And it was crazy. So, like, my little car, my little Corolla that I bought here in, like, sunny L.A.
Right.
That had never been experienced snow before. There was actually this like fear of getting like stuck and like trapped, you know.
Oh.
I didn't have anything like snow tires or anything like that. Well, we were going away for like a romantic weekend, and it was like
snowing.
It was like that show "I Shouldn't Be Alive" on Discovery Channel, yeah. Which is awesome, by the way.
I'm going up there next weekend for Christmas. That's
like,
why
Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah,
yeah.
It snowed this weekend, but I don't think it's going to snow next weekend. But I'm renting a car that has all-wheel drive. Just in case.
Nice.
Yes. All right, let's go to music. This is a band out of Wolverhampton, UK.
You notice a lot of cities in the UK have names that seem like they took more than one city or more than one word and put them together. Like Wolverhampton seems like more than one word to me.
They have an awesome vocabulary over there.
Like Worcestershire seems like that's like several words to me.
Yeah, there's like two extra syllables.
Yeah. But that's great. That's great. I think more power to you.
We're more of a monosyllabic culture. We like one-name cities, we like to shorten the names of cities. Like, Los Angeles, the real title of Los Angeles is some long-ass sentence, the city name, but we shortened down just Los Angeles.
Yes.
Let's go to music, because I'm boring myself.
Hey, it's Meckel.
Awesome.
Matt Eckel of the Natural Disasters just wrote in. What's up, man? Thanks for sending us your music.
John, it's my turn right now.
Okay. Hey, man, write us our... write us what your website is. We'll tell everyone after we play this song. So there it is.
Thank you. This is a band called TOF, song called Runaway, out of Wolverhampton, UK. You're listening to Hear Hear, killradio.org.
Gotta get to the best.
Hear, hear.
You opened the box. We came. Now you must come with us. Taste our pleasures.
Sorry. I was channeling Pinhead from Hellraiser.
Oh, is that what you were channeling?
Yeah. Happens sometimes. I meant to do it earlier
Does
in the show.
Does it happen with Shannon?
I'll never tell.
Oh, I thought you were pausing because I could hear it being played in the other office. That'd be great role-playing, by the way.
Where I'm Pinhead and
yeah,
she's like an innocent
see him,
person that's
Did you ever see him in Hollywood on the Walk of Fame, walking around?
Oh, the guy dressed up as Pinhead?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's not a real, like, it's a fictional character, right?
Oh.
Oh, you know what? The people that are that do that...
what they do?
What they do, that thing that yeah. they do, that where they dress up like the characters and they get work for tips. You know, they don't actually work for anyone? Like, anybody can do that?
You can
just, like,
can
go
in
a costume and go down there?
Right, no, it's all on tips.
Mind? I used to always assume that there was like some sort of creepy guy clearinghouse, you know, that like an extras casting kind of thing that sent them out there.
Stupid
but there
actor.
Was like a, there, no, I, not casting, more like a pimp, you know, okay, where like he sends them out there to get tips from unsuspecting tourists.
You stupid corporate controlled.
You know who's the
product.
Creepiest of them all though is the Child's Play one, Chucky.
Oh.
Because they have like a vertically no. challenged individual running around.
Yeah, I see them all because I walk through there.
I get pissed off when people because I'm not a tourist, right? So I'll be like walking through that area like on a mission to do something, you know. Got to get a new pair of underwear, you know. Like I'm walking, you know, like my head down, you know. I got a book
right.
bag. Like I'm clearly not a tourist, and one of these fuckers will like jump out at me, you know, like
yes.
try to be like, look at me, I'm from that movie.
You must look like...
Is it because I look like a tourist?
You must, because I walk through there
like,
all
I'm
the time.
I'm not a tourist. Get away from me.
I walk through there all the time, and they... I've never been even... I'm ignored, if anything. Even the guy with the big, huge black mohawk who's selling tours to somewhere.
But that's because you look like Highlander. And he probably assumes that...
that I'm actually...
that you're Christopher Lambert.
I'm actually
know,
in character.
You haven't done a movie in a while.
And I'm bitter and I'm angry, and I might be an alcoholic.
Exactly. Hey, have you?
It's so
loud
back there.
We have to turn the monitor
there.
Down in the other room. I think it's because Umberto's in there listening
yeah.
to the show.
And he's half deaf.
Well, because he listens to so much Kill Radio. Mm. It does that.
Yes.
We should have a little warning. Listen to Kill Radio and then like tiny little print, you know, phenylketonuric contains.
Prop 65 warning.
Who were you just playing? Who was that artist? Because it was really.
Oh, that was Jenny Riddle.
Was really
who
like
we played before out of Merrimack, Massachusetts, myspace.com/Jenny Riddle. That was a song called, as you did your little perky
it just
jump.
It makes you feel good, you know, just
song,
like.
Song called Sunshine.
Oh, well, it was a very sunshiny song.
Yeah, before that we heard.
That's why I was thinking, what could ruin this? And then I went back on the went on the air and I was thinking about Pinhead.
Again, we heard before that TOF out of Wolverhampton, UK, myspace.com/TOF Wings, all one word.
Wolverhampton, Shiresville.
Shiresville. Ville's actually a French term.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you know I grew up in the Shire? It's true.
Really?
Have you ever seen pictures of my where I grew up? It
looks like a Shire?
Yeah.
Round doors? Circular doors?
Yeah, just very grassy.
On the roof?
All right, maybe not so much like the Shire. I don't know.
Thanks for playing, John. We've got
no
a year
problem.
Supply of Zebrick for you as a consolation prize.
A year supply what?
Zebrick.
What's that?
That's so funny. That's you. Normally, even though you're younger than me, every time I've brought up musical references, you've always known them. But Zebrick was this product that they used to give away on game shows. It was basically brick facing, and you would do it on a wall.
Oh, and make it look like it was
like
made
it
out
was
of brick.
Brick, but it wasn't. They'd give
it's
it away.
Zebrick?
Yeah, game shows. They'd give it away as consolation prize. That and Turtle Wax.
Okay.
You never
I know
see
what Turtle Wax is.
Yeah. Well, you never see it. You know, as a consolation prize anymore.
You know what you don't see a lot of anymore is AstroTurf.
Where have I feel like I just saw it.
Indoor soccer field, maybe.
No. I love AstroTurf.
I have a fake Christmas tree, and the ferns, I'm convinced, are made out of the same stuff they make AstroTurf
could be, yeah.
out of. Which is to say plastic.
AstroTurf comes also in a lot of colors. You can get it in, like, gold, which would be rad. I would love to have
this conversation is going is circling the drain.
I know. Are we stoned or what? We're acting like we're stoned, and I'm so not.
It's hard. Well,
because
we do a Monday show, right? And it's like so much happens over the weekend and so much drinking and pot smoking and gets done that it's like...
And I did hardly any of that. Like, maybe that's it. I did hardly any drinking or smoking.
I did these things. I just can't remember what they were.
So. I actually slept on the weekend. Like, I still went out and everything, but I got a good night's sleep all the nights. I took care of myself.
Thursday, I went to that place, Steak Pub, and you were there.
And you invited me. Thanks.
And, you know, we went at 6 o'clock because they have happy hour from 4 to 7, and it's 99-cent 20-ounce beers.
Those beers are normal, are 99 cents
from 4 to 7, and then it goes up to, like, $2 or $3, something like that. And so that was the plan, and I was already starting to feel sick. Like, I, you know, I had, like, a little bit of a cough. There's something going around, you know. Also, I never wash my hands. So the thing happened was, you know, one beer turned into, like, four or five, and then some other people showed up, some, like, locals. The karaoke machine got on, and...
Right, that's where everything got ruined.
That's when everything went insane. We were there till, like, midnight.
Yeah.
And it was pretty...
I had
pretty well
three beers, and I got drunk.
Well, we also had some sake,
and
some
raspberry wine. I did a shot thanks to you, which I would have not normally done.
Damn you, soju! I had one of the soju drinks. It was insane. It was insane. But I love that place.
That was raspberry wine. That was raspberry wine we did a shot of?
Yeah. It was dark and red.
Tastes like Smuckers.
It's got to be good. I have some music to play.
Please.
Let me play some music. This music comes from... What? I've never heard of this place. It's in Scotland.
Yes.
And starts with a G.
Yes.
Ends with a W. Seems very familiar.
Come on. We have played...
How many bands from Glasgow have we played, do you think?
Oh, I'm sure 15.
It's
between
amazing.
The two of us, easily.
It must be the richest musical center of the universe.
I seriously want to go there. Between there and Edinburgh... They just
and
have.
What's great is they will mail. They will royal mail us some shit. You know, it's
royally,
not just MP3s.
Yeah.
Or anything, you know.
They will royally mail the fuck out of you.
I'm so impressed with Glasgow. It's here. Glasgow is made here. Like it is made here.
It truly.
We should take the show there.
I would love to.
And have all these Los Angelinos sending us our CDs over there.
And not accept them. Yeah, we don't play Los Angeles anymore.
We've done Los Angeles. So this is a band called Blue Sugar, and they sent us this EP called Here We Go Again. And it's kind of interesting band. They're made up of a bunch of different bands in the area, and they have this very no-nonsense. I'm just looking at their bio. They have this very no-nonsense sort of, look, we do rock and roll music. The fads change, so we're just going to write songs and do them and hope you like them. There's a little thing in here in their bio where they're saying, you know, it's really popular now to write music for the particular fad that's going on. But by the time you get that music played, that, you know, the fad has changed. So just write good music and just do that. So here's a couple of tracks from the Here We Go Again EP by Blue Sugar. And you can check them out at myspace.com/bluesugar2006, as well as www.blue-sugar.co.uk. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Desert flower freaks the Tribute band, why don't you learn to play? Flying home mid-tour, and everything's gone wrong. Going toy-toy in the park, fan club shows played after dark. Kids know every word to every song.
Killradio.org.
Killradio.org.
Killradio.
Dude, that's, you gotta stop doing that right now. Okay. That's scary, man.
And then I also do the high pitch voice that
which
you heard last
week.
Scarier. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a quite a wide that's vocal bad. Quality.
We gotta make some more little soundbite thingies.
We gotta make some more. Why don't you make one, John? Why don't you make one? And then we can talk.
Because I live a very complicated...
I give, and I give, and I give, and you take.
I have very limited time to do things that are not directly benefiting me.
This directly benefits you, John.
No, it...
Aren't I the one with the job in this room? Like a consistent job? Me. I'm the one with the consistent job, right?
Yes, but I have I have 17
projects.
Fake jobs.
Yeah.
I work like 60 hours a week. At things that don't actually exist. I would say I spend about 60 hours a week working towards things that do not pay.
Mm. I didn't know
the hardest working nonprofit.
I didn't know that you got paid to smoke.
I don't. That's I get it because yeah.
It's
but
me
no,
being,
but
yeah.
It's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was Blue Sugar. Thanks for submitting your music. I do believe that's the last band there is in Scotland, because we've officially played every band
Wait,
that
let
Scotland
me check.
Has.
If I have anything
but
coming
who knows?
Up.
No, I jest, because there's actually I have
oh,
more
I have one
music.
In January.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
Well, I know I have a CD. This is Royal Mail on it. And I used to think
Glasgow.
that was just because I was important, but it turns out that it's because it was shipped from
it's because they're
from
important.
The UK. Yeah.
They're important.
So anyway, check them out, myspace.com/bluesugar2006. Thank you for your submission, and thank you everyone for your submissions. We should switch over the stream.
Switch the stream.